My name is Liam Nolan. I'm from Dublin, and I've moved to Warsaw with my wife, Agnieszka, who is Polish. Everything is still very new to me. The city, the people, the language to a certain extent, because I only speak Polish at a basic level at the moment. I know we had a few weeks of snow in Ireland last winter, but it's nothing compared to the incessant levels of snow that falls here for almost 4 months of the year. I don't know how I'll cope with 4 or 5 months of snowy winter weather here next year. If I have any main reservation about living here permanently, it would be the weather. But then again, I have to say that the people here are so used to it that it doesn't seem to bother them. It doesn't bother them in the slightest.
Nawet najmniejsza ilość narkotyków pozostaje nielegalna, ale będzie możliwość odstąpienia od karania za ich posiadanie.
Stwierdzam, że Sejm uchwalił ustawę.
Która mafia wygrała?
I'm looking out of a window from our studio, which we've rented right in the city centre of Warsaw. I've been trying to watch as many news bulletins on television as possible in an effort to improve my Polish, but without the images I don't think I would understand very much. I certainly have a basic level of Polish whereby I'm able to understand and communicate, but I really need to start learning the language properly, so next week I'm going to start a language course at a Polish language school.
Zamachu nie było.
Kogo lubi Ania? Kaśka zna premiera. Kogo zna Kaśka? Kaśka zna premiera. Matka kocha swoje dziecko. How to make the question?
Swoje?
Her child.
Okay.
Swoje dziecko.
Matka loves her child.
Mhm.
Hi, I'm Jessica Cohen-Ringenberg. I'm newly married, and I moved to Warsaw with my husband because he had a great job opportunity. And I'm from Dallas, Texas, in the USA. Yeehaw!
You're asking Jacek?
No, you don't ask about Jacek. You ask about...
interest.
You ask about politika.
Co lubi Marta? Marta lubi ten wygod...
I'm French, and I'm here because my mother is Polish. And now I've got two daughters that are learning Polish, so I need to have the same level than my daughter.
People seem to be quite pissed off when I just approached them and spoke to them in English, so it's good to just say dzień dobry, and you will have a much easier conversation then.
Zbyszek kupuje drogi samochód.
The grammar is very difficult. And the pronunciation and the... I don't know, it's a stupid language, I think.
Czym Jacek się interesuje?
No.
Polityka?
No. Polityką is the answer.
Okay, but how would I ask Jacek what he's interested in if I didn't know what the answer was?
Yeah, but you use interesować się. You know that...
I love this. I love doing this. Polish is difficult, but it's logical, like, for example, Latin, because Polish is very similar to Latin.
What difficulties do foreign students have with learning Polish?
Difficulties speaking in Polish because of the strange letters, like sz, cz, zż.
Czym Jacek się interesuje? Czym Jacek się interesuje? Because you don't ask about person.
Którzy tam właśnie w Japonii mieszkają, pracują.
Tak, my mamy kontakt z Polakami, znaczy, że co raz w miesiącu spotykamy się na mszy świętej.
We'd considered moving here for quite some time. Definitely during the last 6 months. It's been something that has evolved from an idea into something that seemed like the most practical and affordable thing to do with our lives at the moment. My wife is an architect, and she recently got a job here with a firm in the city centre. And as I was not in full-time employment in Ireland, it seemed like an opportune moment to move here. Probably the most important factor for us is that we're able to afford an apartment here. We're married almost 2 years, and like all married couples, you want a home and some concrete sense of stability. So that's something we're hoping to achieve over the next couple of months, is to be able to buy an apartment here. Somewhere that we can call home.
Tylko tutaj w Tokio i dowiedziały się, że ktoś z Polski do nich zadzwonił.
Poproszę, dwadzieścia dekę, tasinkę, proszę.
I'm not a complete novice when it comes to speaking the language because I've visited my wife's family on many occasions during the past 4 years, so I have managed to pick up the basics. However, I still find it difficult to master. It's a Slavic language with an abundance of consonants and grammatical rules. There's even three different types of the letter Z.
Co jeszcze, Aga?
To wszystko.
To wszystko salami, może być?
I just can't bear not to speak fluently with people because I normally love chatting, so it's frustrating not to be able to ask for items in a shop, for example.
Pancetta?
Nie, nie, pancetta. Yeah. Salami.
Oh, simple things like not knowing the correct word for grams.
Tak?
How many grams of ham would I like to buy?
Poproszę,
you're reduced basically to pointing with your fingers, asking for this and that, like a child would.
62 złote 49 groszy.
It's frustrating, but at the same time, every embarrassing situation teaches me a few new words that stick in my head.
Do widzenia.
Warsaw seems vast to me. I've spent my first week here trying to get to know the city, just hopping on a tram or a metro and trying to get to know different districts. It's not as big as Paris or London, but I think that sense of vastness which I have of the city is just compounded by the fact that I don't understand Polish properly and can't communicate fluently with people. And it's not until I start speaking and understanding the language properly that I think that sense of vastness and to a certain extent a sense of isolation will be reduced a bit. I speak English with my wife all the time. I think if I didn't speak English with her, I'd probably go mad. So it's nice to have a respite from watching Polish television all day, listening to Polish radio all day, hearing conversations in the street that I'm desperately trying hard to understand. It's frustrating, but that's the nature of learning any language at speed. When I'm on the metro and I look at the faces of most elderly Varsovians, they seem to me to be like a large grey mass of silent people. They don't seem to talk or smile very much, and they seem very serious and stern in nature. And I think for any foreigner coming here for the first time, they must seem like very reserved people. It's not the case whatsoever at all. I don't want to give you the wrong impression of Polish people, because they're extremely hospitable people. It's just they don't talk immediately about the weather to strangers when they meet them on a bus, for example. Young Poles are completely different, though. I think so, anyway. They chat away on their iPhones and just seem completely upbeat about life. You can see them on the tram or metro laughing away and joking with their friends. They wear the coolest new clothes and listen to loud music on their headphones, just like students or kids in any other European capital. I think they just want to get on with things and not dwell on their own heavy history.
Następny przystanek, Plac Grunwaldzki.
Warsaw is not the prettiest city I've ever been to. 85% of Warsaw was totally destroyed during the Second World War. There was an uprising here in 1944 when the Polish Home Army rose up against the German army. It lasted 63 days. The city was in complete ruins. And then when the German army did retreat from the city, in January 1945, they systematically burnt down large swathes of districts. Anything that was of cultural or emblematic importance to the Poles was completely destroyed. So what you have now is basically a new city that was built on top of the ruins of the old city, the once beautifully ornate Warsaw. I need to find some semblance of work, and teaching English seems to be the most likely job opportunity for me, as there's a decent demand for English-speaking classes in the city.